Cord. Hot dogs, Norm. Yeah. Hot dogs.
I just wanted to go with the deathly quiet and see how long it would go.
Yeah, that was good. My levels are actually decent.
So I forgot to ask Samurai.
So
I'm assuming that's just a repost of the graphic and not like an update to it.
Yeah, that's the lazy man's post.
Okay.
He knows what's going down.
Yeah, he knew that Craig would be unwilling to scroll up two whole thumb contractions.
Yeah, I mean, my thumb's only got, you know, so many wheel motions in it, you know.
I can't spend it.
I could be playing a video game on that instead.
That's true.
Speaking of playing video games, two second place finishes in PUBG.
Ooh, you're building to another win.
Man, it's so frustrating. I even got the drop on the one guy. Like, I knew where he was, and he had no idea where I was. I pulled up the rifle. Ugh. Like, missed half the shots. Then he dove behind a rock and healed before I could do anything. Like, I could. He was out of, you know, throwable range, so grenades wouldn't work. And then he came out blasting because he knew where I was.
Then I came out blasting.
Sorry, dude. I took Craig's advice and continued to get lost in the free BioShock trilogy.
Nice.
Because why play an exciting new game when I can replay an old game that I already know I enjoy?
That is often my theory. Fofobos for the win. I mean, that's why I still play a 22-year-old game, so.
Fofobos for the win, and then some.
21.
Yeah, I still haven't started that BioShock remastered yet. I gotta get to that.
You trying out Diablo Immortal?
No.
Karen's playing it right now.
If I want to play that, I'll just play Diablo 3, I think.
Different story, but sure.
Yeah. I read one review, and they went, do you like 19 different types of currency and lots of ways to make your free-to-play not free? This is the game for you.
Yes.
And I went, no, I don't need 19 different currencies to keep track of, thanks.
Do I put it on my phone, or do I play it on the computer?
Yes.
So the answer is yes.
Ooh.
She's playing it on her iPad, so.
Can I play it on Steam?
Not until tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Is it free?
And not on Steam. You'd have to play it on Battle.net, but.
Oh.
It is free, yes.
Oh, you've won me back.
Like I said, it's chock full of free-to-play, you know.
Yeah.
Loads and loads of microtransactions.
I know how to not click on those.
That is correct.
Yep.
Teeth.
Suck it, Wyatt.
You should have been there in the room when it happened, because it was...
Oh, it went over like a lead balloon.
Oh, how many people were there? How many people go to this thing? Like 20,000 people?
Oh, there was
people?
A whole lot, and they were all...
Yeah, 20,000 people letting out a... Ugh, all at once.
And we were there for the birth of the meme, yes.
I'm sure you can find that on video somewhere.
One of my favorites is when the guy came up during the Q&A and asked if this was an April Fool's joke or not.
Right.
That was glorious. And they're like, look, here's our Chinese partners, you know, from, you know, what is it, Tencent or whatever the name of the company is? And everyone went, oh, no. No, thank you. All right, that's well after 9 o'clock.
Yeah, it is.
Totally.
Ready to roll? Let's
get this low-key party started. Formal soiree.
Wow. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 341st installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. This is Craig, who just saw, you know, the Top Gun last night, which is the greatest movie you'll ever see in your life if you're under the age of 50. With me, we got Ray. He's KS72. We got Ian. He's Sneaky Bean 15. Hello.
Hello.
That seems super ageist.
Yeah. Apparently, I've got like 2 months.
What?
Yeah.
As soon as that happens, you know, you'll hate it.
Once you're old, you don't enjoy anything.
I already kind of don't like it, but...
You haven't enjoyed anything in 30 years, Craig.
Oh, man, except for Maverick. That movie is freaking amazing. It was so good. When they bust out a character that is only briefly mentioned in the original movie for fan service, I was like, ah, yes, please. So good. This is the week of... hey, it's June. June 1st to the 8th. Boy, year's flying by.
Yeah, it is.
Over in your 5-day, 4-star crash! Other Titans. On the 27th, you had Teenage Negasonic Useless versus Juju Beans. How'd that go?
Man, you're not kidding.
Bad.
I think I had to play it 10 times.
You're at a 301. Yeah, there's no chance. No chance.
No, I need a lot more help.
Juju Beans just kept whooping Jubilee me over and over and over again.
Yeah, she was just too strong.
Yeah, I played it, like, I only played it once a day for, like, the first 3 days, and then on day four, I think I don't know how many health packs I spent, but I'm like, no, I'm beating this. I've got a few minutes, and I'm gonna just sit here, and so, I don't know, 7 or 8 times, maybe?
Yeah, I think it took me 10. Like, yeah. It was brutal. I'm like, man, Negasonic, you're bad.
And the one I finally won, the board gifted me a whole bunch of red. Which is the only reason I won, because her red actually does a decent amount of damage.
Yeah, it was not a fun match. No. Yeah, Ian's got no chance.
Oh, no, I tried several times, yeah. And I think around time three, I realized that I mean, I put all, you know, I'm probably actually up to level like 110 or 112, but that still wasn't near enough to get it done.
You should have much better luck with today's crash, though.
Oh, tell me more.
Nah, you've got some guy in a sword versus Medusa.
Oh, man, that guy is, he's pretty potent.
You should have good shape there.
My advice would be to put another level in his red and just make red matches, and then his auto damage every round is enough to take her out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I always forget the sword. Sluggo and Old Man Sarta both bring this up, but I always forget Taskmaster's sword would have helped against Jubilee.
Yeah, I'd never change my supports. Whoever they're on, they've been on since, you know, the day I got them for the most part.
Well, yeah, I mean, mine, I'll be honest, mine are almost always applied, but they weren't thoughtful. I went, what's this say? Okay, who does it say to pair it with at level 5? Okay, it's on that person. I would really need to put a little more thought into that.
Yeah. What else we got? And then number next on the 6th is good old Elsa Bloodstone versus The Question.
Oh, nice. I remember her. She does some stuff.
Yeah, Elsa seems pretty good. I imagine they're going to put her up against somebody who flies, maybe?
Oh, does she have an anti-fly ability?
Yeah. She has a bring down earth kind of thing.
Hopefully it's like Archangel or something and not a boosted Vulture, because that could go bad.
Yeah. That could go south fast.
All right, in your storyland, the hunt is finishing up. That's get you Rocket and Groot, Rhino, some Electra Shards. Placement there is Gert and Kingpin. Followed up by Cosmic Chaos, Colossus, Gert, Kingpin, placement, Red Hulk, and some new character shards. If you have not Puzzle Gauntleted, you need to finish up your Puzzle Gauntlet.
Okay.
One of those was a pain in the keister.
Yeah.
The last one, the far right one, bottom one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, remind me what that was, because it was super difficult, or something I was doing was just not working.
You had to match away strike tiles?
Yeah, friendly strike tiles.
Yeah.
Right, but I feel like one of the people I had generated friendly strike tiles.
Yeah, I'm sure that your patch does, but you had to be patch, who just heals.
Right. Yeah, it was, I think it might have been slow going, but that one I at least had, was able. The other one, it requires some other kind of special tiles to be matched away, but I had no way of making them or changing them, and I panicked.
Yeah, you had to match protect tiles.
Who makes protect tiles to match?
I don't remember who the featured characters were.
Curses.
I know, like Teeth, I had to use Prowler to get it done.
Oh. Well, I'll go back in there after the show.
Apparently Samurai used Gamora. The problem I had with Gamora is I have never seen her, all the tiles are purple power. For the insta-kill, fire off so many times that I just got angry and stopped using her.
Yeah, because they made that not work in the puzzle.
Yeah, but it kept fire, and it would take all my tiles off the board, and they didn't count as, you know, being matched away. And it would just kept happening over and over and over again. Mm. Brutal.
Oh, okay. Samurai says, yeah, Gamora, she stuns and makes strikes. So, all right. You've got 14 hours to go.
Right. Tons of time.
I beat it. Thanks, Deadpool.
Thanks, Champagne.
Exactly.
As always. There is no season right now, but you got Earth's Mightiest is running. That'll get you a bunch of people who have never been Avengers. Luke Cage, Emma Frost, Carolina Dean, and Okoye. Maybe you ought to like theme the rewards for that event. Something. I don't know. In the news. Hey, we got a new character.
A new character? Tell me more.
Completely unforeseen by everyone. No one knew this.
Kamala Khan is here.
All right. She seems fun.
Yeah.
They should give her her own show or something.
They should. It's Kamala Khan origin version, it says. Five star of the yellow, green, and blue variety. Her yellow power is called I'm a Superhero. For 10 yellow, generate 9, strength 89 projectiles, and clear any stuns affecting your allies. So that's a weird side quirk. Kind of like that. If a study tile exists on the board, she also fortifies 4 of her tiles. When you get that up to level 5, she's making 16 projectiles. That's quite a few. Right there. The green power is Embiggen Blast. Straight out of Springfield.
Yep.
For 7 green, destroy a random 3x3 block of tiles and deal damage to the enemy team. If a study tile exists on the board, instead select the block of tiles to destroy and deal a little bit more damage. The destroyed tiles themselves do not deal damage or generate AP. However, it has a passive. When Kamala or her allies destroy a friendly special tile, deal damage to a random enemy.
Nice.
That goes up at level 5. Let's see, he's dealing 1168 to the enemy team, dealing 469 extra damage if you get the study tile, and it's dealing 641 damage to a random enemy. MME is a collateral damage. Jeebus. My own worst enema. So yeah, I mean, you're making all those projectiles, might as well match them away and do something with them. And then her blue power is called Cosmic Course, 6 blue. That's a bargain. Kamala goes airborne for 2 turns and creates a 2-turn repeater tile that fortifies and converts one friendly special tile to yellow or green, and creates a 6-turn fortified blue study countdown tile that powers up her other powers. If one already exists, she instead improves 2 random friendly strike attack or protect tiles by 50%. Passively, whenever an enemy uses an ability, Kamala Khan generates 3 AP in one of her colors.
Huh.
That's super handy.
Yeah.
As you go up in levels, you're converting 2 tiles, then generating 4 AP, and then you're converting 3 tiles to yellow or green and fortifying them. And at level 5, you're going to go airborne for 1 turn, it appears. All right. That doesn't seem like a benefit.
Yeah, right, I'm a little confused by that as well.
Yeah. Seems a little strange.
I'm probably going with a 5-5-3. You want those special tiles.
And you want to match them away and do damage.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, and at level 3, that gets you 4 AP in one of your colors.
Right.
When you fire powers. That's nice. Yeah, I think I'd go with you there. I think I'd probably do the same.
I mean, that's probably not the best build, but initially,
well,
without playing.
What I pick is never the best build, so what are you going to do? Yeah.
That's not true. Moments ago, I was told your build for 4-star Blade is the best build.
All right.
You've done it.
Woo!
That's one.
Splash 2.
Craig retires undefeated.
Release events, as we mentioned, Cosmic Chaos, she's in there in placement. On the 5th starts Venom Bomb. She's in progression there. She is in placement in the Carolina Dean versus Sunday's Child. And her versus is called A New Marvel. That runs the 5th to the 8th, which will reward tokens to the Superheroes Only Vault. The Kamala Khan cover store starts tomorrow. Kamala Khan is in there. Increased chances in 10 and 40x pulls. And the Superheroes Only Vault starting on the 9th. Again, chance to get her increased in 10 and 40. 40 items there, one of which is an embiggered. Oh, boy, these are hard words. Embigger and better legendary store token. That's hard to say. One Carol Danvers and a bunch of random 3-stars and such. In the embigger and better legendary store that starts on the 9th, 15% chance to get Kamala Khan, Hedgehog Carol, or Infinity War Cap. Buy those for 25 CP apiece. There you go. Kamala Khan.
Nice.
When's that show come out? Oh, it says right on the graphic.
Kamala Khan show?
It says June. Is that an 8?
That looks like an 8,
so,
yeah.
So tiny. Man, so many shows on TV right now.
We're living in the golden age of television.
Yeah,
buddy.
I just watched the first episode of season 4 of Stranger Things. You know, I watched the Obi-Wan Kenobis. You know, oh, so much stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's everything. Everything at your fingertips via your remote. We were sitting around on Memorial Day, and we just willed Enter the Dragon into existence because we felt like it.
That was,
but this started with Fist of Fury.
That was
fantastic.
Ah, Fist of Fury on a nonstop loop.
Yeah, that was fun.
Enter the Dragon still as good as it was when so I first saw it.
It really is.
It's always good.
It loses nothing. Yeah. It is a timeless classic.
And Donkey Teeth does point out, yes, The Boys also comes out on Friday, so.
Ooh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
That's exciting, too. Like, I can't not. So much fun.
Do you remember when summers used to be, you know, nothing but like a television desert?
Yep.
Just reruns and reruns and, then
and one, you know, and Battle for the Network Stars, you know, something like that.
Yeah. Would be on. Oh, so many offerings.
All right. Anything else in the news?
No, not that I know of.
Hey, here's news. Go see Top Gun Maverick. It's incredible. So good. We went to the comfy reclining chairs at the College Nine. It's the first time I'd been in the reclining chairs.
Those chairs are nice.
Oh, man. So much fun. Went over the Champs, had some wings.
More wings?
Yeah, well, you know what you do.
From Champs again?
Yes. Everybody wanted to go to Champs after the movie. I'm like, all right.
Didn't we just plow through like 50 wings over the weekend?
Yeah, that's true. Needed more.
Oh, so many wings.
Yeah.
I was very happy, as fired up as my mouth was after eating all those wings. I suffered no intestinal discomfort whatsoever. So
I feel like you made up for it when you jammed your sauce finger into your eye. But
that's true. Yeah.
That was a dark time. I felt bad. I've been there. nothing like some wing sauce in the eye.
That'll learn you.
Maybe.
All right, let's move on. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, George is a serial killer.
Oh, all right. Let's talk about the only thing more deadly than hot wing sauce in your eye. That, of course, is MODOK, the AIM Overlord. He is a underrated 4-star, in my opinion, and by that I mean he's rated appropriately. He's kind of awful, but I like him anyway because he's MODOK. Blue, black, and red are his abilities. His blue ability is a doomsday plan. Place an 8-turn fortified countdown tile that deals 1,110 damage. The passive component to this ability, anytime you fire a friendly power, Doomsday Plan countdown tiles are reduced by 3 turns. Anytime an enemy fires a power, Doomsday countdown tiles are increased by 1 turn, and the damage of the tile scales up to 9,076 damage. And that costs 7 blue AP, in case I forgot. Let's find out about his afterburners. Let's see what he's up to. Create 4, strength 46, red enemy attack tiles. Converts 6 basic tiles to red, then deals 669 damage to the target. It scales up to 1733 damage, creates 2 strength 72 enemy attack tiles. So the amount of enemy attack tiles goes down and diminishes. All right, now, everybody's favorite red ability that seems to self-replicate over and over again. So, red ability number 1, a hammer for every nail, costs 6 red AP. He creates 2 strength 56 attack tiles, and the power becomes a chisel for every stone. The strength and quantity of those attack tiles scale up to 3 of them, and they are 157 per tile. No, sorry, 305 per tile, and you're making 3 of them. Chisel for every stone, it costs 6 red AP. He launches 3 rockets that deal 183 damage, and the power switches. It scales up to 3 hits of 1499 damage. A needle for every stitch, it costs 6 red AP. He lobs 2 grenades at the enemy, creating 2 2-turn countdown tiles that each deal 513 damage. And the power switches again. The damage scales up. Each countdown tile deals 4,196 damage. And lastly, it's called a laser. It's got 6 red AP, and he shoots you with his forehead laser and deals 6,972 wow. damage.
The last one's I've never seen. So,
I don't think I've ever made it to a laser before either. I'm not super sure how to build this guy. I'm going to say maybe 535.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes. Sorry, afterburner didn't seem awesome.
Yeah, that's not how
his
I have
other
him, but...
abilities also didn't seem awesome, but afterburner seemed especially non-good.
Yeah, that is how the internet says to do it. So,
okay. Yeah, I think he is. I feel like he's appropriate for being MODOK. Like, I love MODOK, but mostly because he's just a giant head with stubby little appendages that floats around. I don't find him particularly menacing or particularly powerful, and I think that is reflected in this MODOK.
Yeah, I think MODOK is what he should be.
Yeah, I agree too. So that's what's always sunny in Xandar, with MODOK, George Tarleton.
All right, let's move on. Hey, Willie, what's in the mailbag?
Oh, sure. I always forget what order we go in. All right, let's start over on the Reddits, where Samurai had comments on the Gargantos event, the Last Alliance event. He says it was fun, demonstrates that there is no downside to some five-star rewards on the boss event structure. My only and very mild criticism, even on Saturday morning as we finished round 8, the minions were stronger than the boss. Did the devs let Krom use him as a punching bag before the event started? Yeah, I don't understand. He only had like 19,000 hit points, and I took him out in like 3 rounds every time. So, I never got to see what he did.
Yeah, I saw him turn invisible one time, like through the whole event, but I don't really know what he was supposed to do.
I did notice that some of his damage was permanent, but, you know, for that fight.
Sure. Sure, I agree. That did happen. I thought it was great that they had Professor X boosted. I was making critical matches like crazy, and yeah, poor Gargantos was like, I'm going to do something eventually, I promise. But then there was one time when he totally wrecked 2 out of the 3 of my guys, and I was like, what's happening? You haven't done anything in 8 rounds, and now 2 of my guys are dead. I thought maybe I just wasn't reading it correctly, and I tend to be a little bit lax when it comes to that sort of thing, but it worked out.
The
I got some Gargantos covers.
The key there is to not let them get started.
Yeah. Yep. If you just get to jump on them, taken care of.
Jeff Duggan, also on Reddit,
Hey-o.
Said, I saw a lot of comments about Puck's one-on-one being horrible. I didn't have that trouble, but I'm also aware that the plural of anecdote is not data. Man, those jokes, man. I get it, but wow. Wolfsbane, he says the countdowns are really useful when she's one-on-one, such as for her crash. Also, he had a comment about the boss event rewarding 5-star covers. He says Civil War did this for the first 2 runs, which had been spaced 2 weeks apart, giving a 5-star Iron Man and Captain America First Avenger covers in the Alliance progression. After the first 2 runs, it rolled over to giving you legendary tokens. So he predicts that that will happen here as well.
Boo.
Yeah, I kind of like the 5-star rewards there. I mean, you know, who wouldn't?
Yeah, team event, that's fun.
Dances with Evils also commented, I don't think Blob is a terrible character, but I think he's a terrible character when put up 1-to-1 versus a character that doesn't make attack, strike, or protect tiles. Juggs is his worst matchup. I totally agree. He also said, I've never played Wolfsbane voluntarily, but the AI plays the heck out of that character. That is accurate. I'd try and aim for her first. He finished with only 25 more episodes before I can listen to 1 episode a day for a whole year. I think Ian's arc will be the most interesting to re-listen, but I'm excited to hear how the whole thing plays out.
Like, are you being, like, does KGB have you in a cell or something and they're forcing you to do this, or?
That's it. That gives me fuel to carry on.
To at least get to episode 365.
Yeah, at least get
that. Well, you better get 366 to cover that leap year.
Right, that's fine. I was eyeing 350. That's you just earned 16 more episodes. That's a win.
Over on the D3 forums, Fofobos said, quote, this is going to be a record late start to the show, end quote. It's going to be a good show, and it sounds like something that Samurai keeps track of. I don't know. I haven't seen that spreadsheet. He also said, count me among those who thought that they were missing Puck, but did indeed have the shards to unlock. Once the Puck dropped, it was game on. My alliance must have earned the shards, as I don't remember getting them. Shout out to Nerd Brigade 2 for a top 250 finish in the Lost in Time event. There you go. A lot of times I don't give, you know, alliance shout outs, but, you know, he worked it in well, so.
Yeah. It seemed organic.
He says the last episode has some great post-production audio drops at the 14-minute mark and again at the 27:27 mark. Well done, Ray. Thank you. And you're welcome. Feature character of the week. Not one Rainier Wolfcastle / McBain derailment during the Rain Sinclair Wolfsbane segment. This is the kind of professionalism one gets after 340 episodes.
Up and at them.
Compare that to, say, episode 217 or episode 233, where the show starts at 16 minutes 42 seconds. Also on the D3 forum, Ice9 commented, said, "This is going to be a record late start of the show." He says, "You say that, and yet I enjoy the banter as much here as the meat of the show. To me, it starts on the podcast recording start. It's just a swap of topics." That's why I tend to leave those in.
Yep.
If we only focused on MPQ stuff, it would be a much shorter podcast.
Oh, those dreams days when we said we were going to keep it to under 30 minutes.
Yeah.
We were naive. We were little kids back then.
That's true.
Whole world in front of us.
He was only 25 years old.
Finally, on the D3 forums, TJ Jaw author says, "I think everyone didn't get that reference to the clue right. Obviously, the reference is to my favorite TV show of all time. If you remember, the clue was Avengers Squee." So he says his favorite TV show of all time, The Avengers, a British spy series from the 60s. Mm. A male lead was a well-mannered and almost stereotypical Englishman who sometimes used his umbrella as a weapon. Savate fighters frequently use canes, and since a cane is similar to an umbrella, it's obvious to me that the devs are referencing another well-mannered and almost stereotypical character. Add into that, he has kicked multiple Avengers in the head, which could cause them to go squee in pain. And the answer is obvious, 5-star. Batroc confirmed.
You make me sad.
I like how he lured you in there with the Avengers, though.
Yeah.
Very well done.
Yeah, that was solid.
All right. That's
a great pinball machine.
That's what's in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
You know what was also in the mailbag? Top Gun Maverick is a triumph of cinema.
Not a sponsor. At this point, I should point that out.
Yeah.
Hey, they should be. They should be. Solid gold.
If you can hook that up, I'm not going to stop you.
Yeah, you should work on that.
Let me call up Tom Cruise on the phone and see if we can make this happen.
Get Tommy on the line.
That's right. All right, let's move on then. It's once again, then I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want
and
to
we
pump.
Just want to pump.
You up.
You up. All right, let's see what this is all about. I got an infographic. That'll carry me most of the way. This week, we've got some boosted 3-stars. Colossus. Red damage is increased. Probably better. No, it's a percentile-based thing with his yellow, so there's nothing there. And I don't even want to talk about Fastball Special, so we'll move on to Deadpool. His non-ultimate whales will be increased in damage, as will the amount of healing he does when he gets in the way. Luke Cage. Yellow damage, black damage, both increased, as well as his projectile will be stronger. Rocket and Groot. Probably more healing. I think they make strike tiles. And let's say their green does some damage as well as board shake. So increase that damage. Soon to be a series She-Hulk. Her red AoE is going to be increased as well as her blue tile swapping. That sounds right. 4-star. Da-da-da-da. Let's see who's boosted. Oh, that's Ronin. Oh my goodness. Samurai, is that the Ronin Warriors? Let me tell you a story about the Ronin Warriors and the only reason I've ever had to wake up at 6 a.m. while not already being awake from the last night. That cartoon was spectacular, and when they paired it with Conan the Adventurer, that made 6 to 7 really easy going before all the regular cartoons kicked in. Thanks for putting that there in the infographic. That made my evening. So let's see what he's up to. His green attacks are going to deal more damage. Red attack tiles are going to be increased. And his disabling blow will also deal more damage. Iceman.
Ooh, you know where Iceman appears?
I do.
He appears in Top Gun Maverick.
It's here in the infographic. You should check it out.
Yeah, Tom Kazansky.
Green AoE's increased, as well as Punch a Snowman's dealing more damage. Kate Pryde, the Marauder. Protect tiles and special tile buffing is increased. More damage with not just a phase. And her countdowns deal more damage with the Red Queen. Oh, Nico. She is boosted. She's doing stuff. She's buffing special tiles. She's making protect tiles. Better self-healing. All sorts of stuff. Good for her. Keep up the good work. Sabretooth. People seem to like this guy. He does 4 attacks in a row with his red that will all do more damage. More damage with his black. And, of course, more damage with his green. Now, the 5-star boosted characters. This week, it looks like Deadpool is boosted. His Penance Fair, the purple and the yellow will deal more damage. The Abyssal Blades, more damage. And more damage if you match the correct color with his blue. Elektra, recently moving out of the tokens, only to then be boosted. Let's see. Her red does more damage, better yellow trap tiles, and better buffing with her purple ability. Gamora, what's she doing these days? Her yellow damage is increased. More damage. She does nothing but damage, and it's all boosted. Enjoy. Lastly, but not leastly, Old Man Logan. Recently reworked. Or the original recently reworked. I couldn't tell you for sure. But he's got so many things going on. Bigger strike tiles, tons of damage out of his black, more healing and more AoE out of his yellow, better strike tiles, and a ton of damage in his red ability. So, this week, let's see what Samurai has to say about these folks. New release weekend, which means
new release weekend. Feel the need. You know what was new released? Top Gun Maverick.
You know what's going to reference it next? If I could even finish the sentence that I was saying. It says, new release weekend, which means you feel the need to shut Craig's mouth. I was mid-sentence.
Can't be helped.
Try harder.
Maverick, so good.
4-star Ronin is Thanos on a budget and can clear out easier nodes. Nico is good for buffing his attacks too. Iceman can stun and make a difference on the tougher nodes.
Ooh, Iceman.
5-star characters. Try harder. Deadpool and Elektra. I guess we're running at least one red stun this week. Okay. I like that. That was
it
concise.
It was. I'm just going to back it up with Elektra boosted is insane. Just her yellow is so cheap. You put these trap tiles out there that reduce damage of the attack, and they do it like, I mean, I have a champed, but champed and boosted, it's like 22,000 points of damage every time they try and hurt you. She's strong.
You know what else is strong? The opening weekend that Maverick had, the greatest movie of all time.
You ain't wrong there. So good.
You can't have it. I'll take it from you, and then you'll have nothing.
Oh, so good.
You'll have to go back to watching Bachelor-themed reality shows.
Yeah, there ought to be a new one sometime. Big Brother ought to be starting up anytime now.
There you go. What's that one where they all have to fight each other to the death?
Was it still called The Challenge?
Could be. So anyway, that's who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. All right, let's get into the Septagon, brought to you by Terrified. Last week, Ray, right. We had Maximus. We had Cersei. What happened?
That was a real nail-biter, apparently. Two votes between the two of them, but Cersei pulls it out. Well, I think on name recognition alone.
Trat! I think so.
All right, then.
Were you doing Fred Willard back there, Craig?
What happened?
Hey, what happened?
Ian, who you got this week?
Oh, thank goodness. All right, I'll go first because I have a lot of backstory. And it's just a little bit confusing, but I'll see if we get there together. And then Ray will come in and see if he can overtake my super awesome character this week. I believe my character is Leonard Sampson, sometimes known as Doc Sampson, sometimes known as Doc Sasquatch, and like at least 2 or 3 other people, but I'm getting there. We'll take the long way there. So Doc Sampson, if you don't know, he is the other gamma radiation specialist and is, I don't know, Immortal Hulk before Immortal Hulk was Immortal Hulk. So, let's see what's going on with this guy. So, Doc Sampson who was Doc Samson, but has now been resurrected inside the body of Walter Langowski, who was Sasquatch in Alpha Flight and then died. So now Doc Sasquatch is Doc Samson and Sasquatch, but Walter Langowski is in Doc Samson's former corpse and is now like Walter Samson. It's a lot going on. So I feel strongly that I have whoever is inside the body of Sasquatch now, who I believe was at some point Doc Samson. And he is very powerful. Back to the Walter Samson, formerly known as Sasquatch. I was reading about him while I was getting ready for this. Any guesses as to where he went to school on a football scholarship? Penn State.
Oh,
okay.
There you go.
Yep. Said he was an honor student at the University of Calgary before attending PSU on a football scholarship to earn his degree in physics.
Hmm.
I was like, yeah, good for you. So let's talk about the superpowered Doc Sasquatch. First of all, being when I was referencing the Immortal Hulk before the Immortal Hulk, he has that ability. Doc Samson can self-resurrect by, you guessed it, walking through the green door, which is apparently the best thing ever.
Okay, we all do it.
Yeah. So he's got that. He's got some strong telepathic defenses. And I think what's going to carry him over the top here against a pretty potent opponent is I've got nearly Hulk levels of strength and durability. So I think I can just wear you down. I don't think you have the strength to hurt me. That's where I'm gonna leave it temporarily until we learn more about this mysterious opponent I'm challenging.
All right. So in my corner, I am Kurt Wagner, but in the Munich Circus, I was known as the Incredible Nightcrawler. I don't know. Does anybody need a description of Nightcrawler? He teleports.
We would like one. We don't need
He teleports.
One,
he is really fast. He's got some good strength. Subconscious spatial awareness. I like that ability. I wish I had that.
Yeah.
A flexible bone structure. Prehensile tail. Don't forget the prehensile tail. Superhuman agility and reflexes. Master acrobat. Master combatant. He's also an aviator and medic. And I think this was key to winning last week. He is also multilingual. So there you go. If you're going up against Dracula, he's also religious and can actually drive away vampires with a cross. Yeah, I don't know. Teleport. I'll teleport around. I mean, if you land a blow, it's going to be rough. But Kirk can teleport around like crazy. I mean,
yeah, I just don't know how long he can sustain that before he becomes exhausted and then gets pummeled by a Sasquatch.
Right. I mean, I'm pretty sure the teleport's going to include some, you know, knocks to the head and stuff like that. I don't know. I'm rooting for Kurt in this one, but I'm really having trouble pulling it off.
Yeah. He's, I mean, again, I feel like the superhuman strength and durability is debilitating for Nightcrawler in this instance. Otherwise, Nightcrawler is a pretty excellent character, and I don't want to cheat him out of any sort of accolades. I don't think that Doc Sasquatch is going to lose to him in this particular venue.
Doc is really strong, but
he really is.
The teleportation, I think Doc could have a hard time landing a blow.
For sure.
So I don't know. Is it like a Spider-Man situation where, you know, I just bounce around and keep kicking you in the head until you go down?
It's possible. Like an old school Hoist Gracie.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Nonstop punches to the kidneys until.
Yep.
All right. I will have a poll up here shortly. I was ill-prepared, so you'll have to give me a minute.
No problem. Again, you'll be voting for either Doc Samson or Nightcrawler. I don't know what's available. I'd like to think that there's probably a Nightcrawler logo for Nightcrawler, but I don't check out the emojis in Discord very often.
No.
And I think Doc Samson would be perfectly happy with a Hulk logo.
Yeah, I don't know about that Nightcrawler thing.
I do know that
I didn't know. I don't know what's all been imported into this. I just know it exists in the game, so I didn't know if someone had done that at some point.
I do know that Nightcrawler would make a great call sign if you were a Navy pilot and you showed up in Top Gun Maverick.
Wow. It just never ends with you, does it?
It was so good. It was everything I dreamed of.
All right, so Doc Samson has a Green Hulk logo, and Nightcrawler has an X-Men logo. Well, they're too similar, but, you know, look at it, figure it out. And if you vote for the wrong one, just click it again. You can undo and vote for the right one. So
it's not too late to undo your mistakes.
And to vote, you can do so in the Puzzle Warriors Discord channel. You can send me something on Reddit. You can send me something on the D3 forums where we post the episode, wherever you works best for you. But vote, otherwise nobody wins.
Right. That's true.
Communism wins.
You know where communism doesn't win? In Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, doesn't it though?
Nope. Boy, let's open some tokens. We're that far away. You got Steam open.
All right. Yeah, I do. The pacing of the new show, I'm up to speed.
All right.
Yeah. And the opening of my token is a Super Scroll.
Hey, Super.
Inevitable.
Thanks for asking.
Betrayal. See what that's all about. Hey, I need that cover. That takes him to a 3-3-3.
I got 29, Craig, so.
All right, I'm going to open 5.
Okay.
Cindy Lou Who. Spider-Woman. Got a theme going on here. Maria Hill. That one's purple. Gargantos, Ineffable Horror.
Yes.
Oh, second purple.
Yes.
Gargantos, Ineffable Horror.
Yes.
Bringing my Gargantos to a super sweet 1-1-2. Thanks to those Alliance events, you know, I got two of those first two covers.
Yeah, no, that was really handy.
Yeah, good times. All right, Ray.
So, before Ray starts his cascade of things, while you were doing that, when Ray told me he had 29 tokens to open, I figured I had a few seconds.
All right.
So I started playing round of Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Uh-huh.
And inevitably, I am fighting Teen Gene. You'll never guess what was available on the board for my opening move.
What? That never happens. Every freaking That's game.
It's really shocking how frequently it happens. I'll be honest.
It's absurd how frequent it happens.
All right, okay. Ray.
Here we go.
Crack this bad boy open. I need it.
So, like I said, there are 29 here. We're going to start with a 4-star. Elsa. Next is another 4-star. It is Black Cat. Then we're going to move over to Throg. A Nightcrawler. I think everybody has to go vote for Nightcrawler now. Deadpool. 4-star Professor X. Echo. Mockingbird. Sam Wilson. Worthy Cap, another Elsa. I got two Elsa before getting a 5. Domino, Nico, Jean, Moon Knight, but not the purple one. I'm getting all 4-stars. Cyclops, here's a purple. It is an Ineffable Horror, Gargantos. About time. Back to 4-stars. Spider-Gwen. America Chavez, Agent Coulson, Loki, Alligator of Mischief, Dazzler, Ghost Rider, Sandman, a second Dazzler, MODOK, Ghost, Polaris, another Domino. I got 1 5-star out of 29 points.
Wow.
Sorry, dude. That was one of the worst pulls I think you've ever gotten.
Yeah, normally you would have, you know, you get like 3 out of 4.
Yeah, 25 out of those 29 I was expecting to be purple.
And it was...
I was expecting 6 or 7.
That was a rough...
I mean, really, statistically, 4 would be the number I would expect, but yeah, 1.
That's right. Why I expected 6 or 7.
1.
Whew. 1. Singular sensation. Much like Top Gun Maverick.
Huh. That is 1 demerit.
You know where you get the merits in the military,
which you have earned. The podcast network. Why, thanks, Craig.
Tell me about it.
The Soon to Be Named Network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com. This, along with several other podcasts, to expand your podcasting abilities, all to one place. Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com. Also, this guy.
Oh yeah, you forgot this guy.
I just this guy.
All right. Anything else for the good of the order?
This guy.
No?
Nope.
Nope, I'm good.
All right.
I'm going to go watch Hitmonkey.
thanks everybody for joining us this week. Now get out of here, go to your nearest movie theater, and go see Top Gun Maverick. Updates, go to our webpage. Comment suggestions, shoot with Ray. Please tell him next week how great Top Gun Maverick is and all the show comments. if you want to throw us a bone, you can go to Amazon.com, buy yourself some Top Gun Maverick memorabilia, and we would get a little bit on the back end. Good times for
that
us.
That really sounds dirty.
Yeah. But
okay.
So that's it, though. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, is it a horse or a goat? Good night, everybody.
It was a horse. bye, friends.
You get them from Ephesians and such.
Good night.